were very interested in movements between Sylvan Park and the town itself on that day. Obviously, Sebastian and his Polish friends lived in a house in Sylvan Park and have done for a number of years. It should be well known in the area. And we were calling on people and appealing to people in the Sylvan Park and adjoining the housing estates there to come forward and assist us in relation to sightings of Sebastian and his friends. We know they went down the town on Wednesday, and they're in and out of the estate, and we're very keen to hear from anybody who heard or saw anything a concern as unusual, and that they believe may assist us. Again, we're answering irrespective of how insignificant a person may think it is. We're interested to hear about it. Very valuable to do a timeline of their movement. We have collected a substantial amount of CCTV as we speak from business premises between Sylvan Park and the town itself. But as you pointed out, there are with new technology, and a lot of people now, particularly taxi men, have dash cams in their cars. And I asked them to check their footage for that Wednesday, and if this, if to believe that they have covered or caught on footage these individuals, the Polish nationals we're speaking about, Sebastian and his friends, that we'd be interested in having a look at that footage.